Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's edition of Studio 1024, Memorial University of Newfoundland's weekly roundup of news and events from across our campuses. Thanks for joining us. My name is Megan Whalen.
And I'm Jeff Green. On this week's show, we'll tell you more about international options for students, and we'll get tuned in to a free concert series happening this month featuring some unique music. But first, here's our top story.
Students living in Bowater, one of Memorial's largest residences, have returned to their dorm. The students were temporarily relocated earlier this week in order to make some essential repairs to a leaky hot water pipe in the building. A note was sent to all students on Friday, November 10th, outlining the necessary work and advising them of the temporary move. Work began on the 14th and was finished the next day. Officials with housing said although there was no immediate health concern, they decided to relocate the students because the hot water would be turned off during the repairs. Students returned to their dorm on Thursday, November 16th.
More than 200 people attended a public presentation on Wednesday, November the 15th, concerning child protection. The discussion was put off by Dr. Ken Barter, a professor in Memorial School of Social Work. His talk was entitled Enough is Enough, A Time for Truths About Child Protection, a response to the Turner Review. The Turner Review was released this fall surrounding the death of 13-month-old Zachary Turner. The presentation brought forward relevant and critical concerns about child protection and social work. Dr. Barter says he was encouraged by the response from the general public who took in his talk. He now hopes more discussions will be organized.
It's all intended for a dialogue to begin to see how we can really work together to move forward in bringing about what we see as some necessary changes that need to take place within the delivery of child protection services in this province.
Despite different opening weekend results from Memorial's men's and women's basketball teams, coaches of both teams are still optimistic about the seasons ahead. While the men's team lost a pair of games to Cape Breton, Coach Todd Aki said he's pleased with the team he put on the floor in the second game.
Sunday, the boys really had it in their minds to not allow the easy score, and I was proud of the effort. We competed.
Meanwhile, women's coach Doug Partridge saw his team win both opening games against a Cape Breton team ranked fourth in the country. The Seahawks ended the week ranked 10th in Canada. With the women's hosting the Canadian Championships in the spring for the first time, Partridge said his team is playing to prove that they are one of the elite teams in the Atlantic Conference.
So I think that provides the motivation for this season, is proving that we're still an elite team, we're still one of the best two or three teams in the league.
The teams are back in action this weekend with games Friday night and Saturday morning against St. Mary's.
Well, it's a frightening statistic about a deadly disease. Newfoundland and Labrador has the highest rate of diabetes in the country. Now a Memorial professor is hoping a public lecture she's spearheading will show the general public how they can deal with the disease. Dr. Ann Colburn is an associate professor in Memorial's discipline of medicine. In the past 2 years, she has taken a lead role in helping develop a program to help those living with the condition. She's now offering a free public discussion on November 22nd entitled A Good Balance, Living with Diabetes. The talk is part of the Mini Medical and Health Sciences School series. Dr. Colburn will be joined by colleagues from the public health care system to talk about diabetes and how to manage the disease.
As a society, we need to figure out ways that we can engage communities and people within communities to help, if possible, prevent onset of diabetes. But if we can't do that, to help care for and promote health for persons living with diabetes.
The public discussion takes place on Wednesday, November 22nd from 7 to 9:30 in the Health Sciences Center Lecture Theater A.
It's still a year away, but preparation has already begun for an international conference at Grenfell College's Art Gallery. The architecture of the book, Critical Issues That Inform the Artist Book, will take place at Memorial's West Coast campus from March 7 to 9, 2007. It coincides with the 20th anniversary celebration of the March Hare, Atlantic Canada's largest poetry festival. The keynote speaker is Dr. Joanna Drucker, book artist and professor of media studies at the University of Virginia. The architecture of the book will include public workshops on book arts construction, admission to the Corner Brook launch of the March Hare, poetry readings, studio tours, and more. The deadline for submission of abstracts is November 20th, and for more information, visit the Grenfell Gallery website.
There will be some new sounds coming out of Memorial School of Music this month, thanks to a free lunchtime concert series. The performances aim to bring a variety of music genres to the university community. The school has teamed up with CBC Radio's Music Craft, a province-wide program to inject some international flair into campus life. The pair of concerts are being called Come By Concerts, World Music on Your Door. They'll take place on Tuesday, November 21st and Tuesday, November 28th in the Petro-Canada Hall. The concerts combine the likes of percussionist Curtis Andrews and local Indian musicians such as Dr. Arya Ball, Professor Emeritus from the Department of Biology. Kate Weens is a graduate student in the School of Music. She is directing a new Balkan folklore group at the November 28th concert. She says the series is a great way to introduce the university community to some worldly music.
We've been able to incorporate members from the community in our group and members who have come from other places and from some of the countries that we perform music from. So I feel really lucky to be able to incorporate people who have some deep connection with this music.
Both shows get underway at 1 o'clock in the Petro-Canada Hall. Admission is free. And for more information on these performances, visit today.mun.ca.
The Technical Services Silent Auction on November 23rd is a great chance to bid on some unique Christmas presents. Some of the items up for auction include limited edition glass ornaments, a metal train puzzle, and a crib board made from ancient wood. The hand-carved crib board is made out of wood that has been dated as more than 50,000 years old. All of the items up for auction have been handcrafted by the staff of Technical Services. Samples of the items can be seen online at mun.ca/ts. The auction will take place between 10 and 3 on November 23rd in the Arts Atrium and also in the main lobby of the Health Science Center. Proceeds from this event go towards scholarships.
Memorial students looking to add some extra adventure to their academic pursuits in 2007 have a number of international options to choose from. For those who want to immerse themselves in French, dramatically building their language skills and experiencing the culture firsthand, the Frecker program in St. Pierre is accepting applications for its winter semester. According to program coordinator Chantal Jordan, the program isn't just for French majors. She says anyone who wants to pursue a career in the civil service, international business, or teaching can benefit from the intense learning at Frecker. Pamela Gill, who is now the communications coordinator at Sir Wilfrid Grenfell College, attended Frecker in 1990. She says the program helped her better appreciate French.
It's a complete immersion in the language. And not just the language, but also in the culture and the social aspects of Saint-Pierre.
Registrations are also being accepted for 2007 spring and fall semester courses at our Harlow campus in England. Visit Memorial's Faculty of Arts website at mun.ca/arts to find more study abroad information and to learn how to get registered.
And a number of events are topping this week's agenda, and there's lots to take in. Here's what's happening in the week ahead. On November 17th, the men's and women's Seahawks basketball teams start their final weekend of play before Christmas as they take on the St. Mary's Huskies. The women will take the court at 6, followed by the men at 8. And don't forget that on Friday night, the teams will be collecting new toys or donations for the Operation Toys for Kids.
On Sunday, November 19th, a special family day will take place at the Botanical Garden from 10 to 3. A nature hike will get underway at 10, followed by a special story time. Nature crafts and other activities will be offered throughout the day until 3 o'clock. And on Monday, November 20th, the Queen Elizabeth II Library Annual Bazaar is taking place on the first floor from 10 to 2. There will be lots of baked goods, crafts, plants, and books for sale. All proceeds go to the Iris Kirby House.
And on Thursday, November 23rd, the Henrietta Harvey Lecture will take place. Dr. Allison Henry, linguist in the School of Communications at the University of Ulster at Jordanstown, will deliver a talk entitled Local Dialects and the Myth of Inferiority. It gets underway at 8 o'clock in room 2105 in the Science Building, and everyone is welcome to attend. For more information about these or any upcoming memorial event, visit today.mun.ca. Another busy week, another busy show, but that's a wrap for the latest edition of Studio 1024. We're grateful to all the folks at CHMR for the use of their studios.
Tell us what you think about our show. If you'd like to make a comment on anything you hear or perhaps didn't hear on our program, why not just drop us an email? Our email address is marcom@mun.ca. Studio 1024 is a production of the Division of Marketing and Communications, located in room 1024 in the Arts and Administration Building. Ivan Mazechka oversees things as our executive producer, and David Sorensen keeps things in track as our producer. My name is Jeff Green.
And I'm Megan Whalen. We'll be back in 7 days.